Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Welcome to this week's Straight Talk with Kathy. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson Pickett, and I'm a woman with something to say. And today, I have to say, this is about my heart. That's what I'm going to be talking about. A lot of you listening to this podcast know that in 2001, my late husband Steve and I started a foundation called Friends Together. And Friends Together is a nonprofit advocacy organization that works with children and families infected and affected with HIV and AIDS. Friends Together was a combination of mine and Steve's dreams. What had really happened was I had been diagnosed with the breast cancer on top of the HIV. I was quite ill, and the doctor had said, you need to start thinking about transitioning. And for me, I knew that if I was going to transition soon, by the way, he thought I had about 3 years, and it's been about nine, so he was a little off on that guess, but that if I was going to transition off of this planet, that I needed to leave something tangible behind. And the most important thing that was going on in my life was my speaking in schools. And when I would speak in schools, kids would come to me and they would tell me their biggest secrets. Kathy, I'm 16. I was born HIV positive. I live with my grandma. My mama's in jail. My daddy's dead. My grandma says if I ever tell anybody the truth about my status, I'll be kicked out of the house. Kathy, my mom and dad died of AIDS. I moved here. Nobody knows. Kathy, my brother's gay. He lives in New York. He has AIDS. Our dad won't even let him call our home anymore. The stories went on and on. In every school I spoke in, every day, some child would tell me a big secret, either to deal with HIV or to deal with being molested or sexually assaulted. And I was feeling such a heavy weight on my heart for these secrets these kids were keeping they shouldn't have to be keeping. So after the doctor had said this might be it, Steve and I started talking about what to do. And we called 25 people that had been most important to the work that I had done up until that point. They were teachers and doctors and lawyers and professors and garbage men. They all came to Florida Southern College and they sat in a room. It was very melodramatic. Everybody talked about me dying. And when they were all done, I said, I didn't bring you here for that reason. I brought you here because I need you to help me make a difference in these kids' lives, in these families' lives. What can we do? And my late husband, Steve was the ultimate Boy Scout. He had tracked the whole Appalachian Trail. He had taken hundreds of Boy Scouts tracking the Appalachian Trail. And in that room that day, he says, I think we should have camps. My idea of camping is the Sheraton Hotel somewhere. That was not his idea of camping, but camps is exactly what we wound up doing. We've done 32 camps. We bring families, whatever someone's family is. Gay couple, straight couple, single mom, single dad, foster families. The bulk of our families at this point are grandmothers raising their grandchildren because their parents are no longer in the picture for whatever the reason. We bring these families to camp, and at camp we help them get a plan to live instead of a plan to die. When we started Friends Together in 2001, we had only two rules. The first rule was, we would always be a 100% volunteer organization. No one would ever be paid, including me, because it was important to me. I knew that if people came from the place of their heart and volunteering, that they would make a difference in the lives of these families and make equally as big a difference in their own life. The second role, because I had worked for the government in different positions, was we wouldn't take any government money. Because I wasn't going to be told I couldn't help someone because they had $37 too much money in the bank. And so those were our only two rules when we started out. And people said, oh, Kathy, you're white, African-American people aren't going to come. You're straight, gay people aren't going to come. Spanish people aren't going to come. Well, all those people were wrong. Our family and Friends Together as a family is the true rainbow coalition. I've written Jesse Jackson several times, hoping to hear from him, telling him that if he wanted to see the real Rainbow Coalition, he should come visit Friends Together Camp. come in all colors, in all sexual orientations, but we come with one thing in common. We've been affected by HIV. Our children come with the same dreams that your kids have. Our families come with the same hope that your families have. The difference is our families live lives of secrets. They live lives of hiding and in fear, oftentimes of the stigma that they may face. It's very dramatic for many of our families. Well, the reason I'm telling you this story today is that I'm sitting here in Tallahassee, Florida. Tomorrow begins our 9th annual Ride for a Cause. We do a 300-mile bike ride in 3 days, 100 miles a day, from Tallahassee to Lakeland, Florida, to raise money to keep our programs going. This ride was started by Tom Croce and from Naples, Florida, who one day heard me speak and said, "What if I could help you make a difference?" Well, the first 6 years of the ride, it was a 500-mile bike ride in 5 days. We changed that, hoping to get a few more riders and a little more participation. Plus, we were all getting a little older. And again, I use the word "we" figuratively. "We" means I'm in a truck helping pick people up and drop off food and supplies for them. I'm going to read you my son's letter this year for the bike ride. Many of you hear me talk about Garrett and Lindsay a lot. I know everybody's proud of their children. I am so proud of my two children for the choices they've made to be the incredible activists that they are. So this is his letter. It says, "To whom it may concern, my name is Garrett Robinson. I'm a recent high school graduate, and like many people heading off to college, I need money. But unlike most teens my age, I am not writing for myself, but for hundreds of sick children and families. Many of you who will read this will know, obviously I'm reading it to you, but many of you who will read this will know me and know my story. But for those of you who don't, please take the time and see if you can find it in your heart to help my cause. I am the child of an HIV-positive parents who are now divorced. My mother, Kathy Robinson Pickett, was remarried to her new husband, Steve, and they founded a nonprofit HIV organization called Friends Together. This is the organization for which I'm trying to raise money. This nonprofit provides camps for children and families with HIV so they can get a plan to live rather than a plan to die. Many of our families who come to these camps start off simply sitting on death's doorstep, hoping that things end swiftly with as little pain as possible. They live with secrets about their status, lies about why they are sick, and the stigmatism and abuse that comes with having this disease. But after coming to our camps, our kids get dreams. Several are in college now, and families learn that death may be in their future, but happiness can be in their present. Now comes the part where I beg for money. As wonderful as these camps are, they're dying out. We've had to cancel several camps just this year because we didn't have the money for them. Our families don't pay a cent to come, but the foundation has lost a lot of funding because of the economy in our country today. We don't take government funds, so all our donations come straight from the kindness of the hearts of people like you. I am not simply asking you to give us money, however. I have and will continue to work for it. I am asking you to donate money to our fundraiser, a 300-mile bike ride in 3 days, which I have ridden in for the last 7 years. You can sponsor per mile or give a flat-out donation. Every little bit helps and can bring hope to the life of a child and happiness to suffering families. Please help me help others. Thank you very much for your time, and if you have it in your heart, thank you so much for your donation." Now, far be it from me to beg for money. I didn't start this podcast for this reason. I started this podcast because it means so much to me to be able to reach out into the lives of young people across our country today and into parents' homes and help them have conversations with their families. But I'm sitting here in Tallahassee the night before the ride is going to start, and I know that if we don't raise a lot of money in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have to cancel our summer camp. Our camps are not expensive because we rely on the goodness of other people, and we rely on donations of time and services from folks. It costs about $150 a person for our 3-day event. So, about $150 sponsors a person to come and be part of our family. So I'm asking you today, I'm really opening up my heart and asking you if you can help with any size of donation to keep this program running. We need you. We always like to do 4 camps a year. That's been our goal since the beginning. We've had to cancel our last 2. If I have to cancel this July camp, I think my heart is going to break. I think our children's hearts are going to break. We do everything we can do to keep them together throughout the year, and they do. They talk, they Facebook. Many of them live in areas together where we're able to get them together for going to the movie or going out to dinner. We have our volunteers working in each area of the state. But summer camp means a lot to these children. It's the time, no matter how old they are, because some of our kids are now 22 and seniors in college. But this is the time that they have to come together and spend together and share what's in their heart and what's new on their plate. So I'm asking you to help us out. The ride, it begins tomorrow morning, July 9th, on the steps of the Capitol in Tallahassee. We'll ride our first day to Branford Springs, which is exactly 100 miles. We'll ride our next day to Ocala, Florida. And on the 11th, we'll ride into Lakeland and finish our ride at Lake Hollingsworth. If you live along the route, we sure could use you out there screaming, hollering, cheering our riders on. They need that kind of support. If you live in the Lakeland area, we would love to see you at Lake Hollingsworth around 4 o'clock as we end the ride and we celebrate our time together. If you would like to make a pledge, there are several ways you can do that. You can visit our website at www.friendstogether.org. It's .org, not .com. You go to .com and you're going to be on an English dating site. So unless you live in England, then make sure you hit .org. If you'd like to just mail a donation, you can mail that donation directly to Friends Together, care of Edward Jones Investments at 1904 South Florida Avenue, Lakeland, Florida, 33803. That goes directly to our accounts and into our person's hands that tracks our money for us. Every donation is tax deductible. Friends Together is a 501(c), and there is no donation that's too small, and there are certainly no donation that's too large. I'm hoping that some of you that hear this can find it in your heart to help us out. I know it's tough financial times for everybody right now. I'm well aware of that, and so I'm not asking you to do something that you can't do. I'm just asking you if you're able to. If you can't donate money, there's some other things that you can do. You can book me into your organization to come and speak and to do some education programs in a school that you're attached to or in your church, in your civic organization. I am happy to come and speak. The education is just as important to us as the donations at this point. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I promise it's going to be the only big podcast you hear for a long time. I'm not going to say never because about Christmas, I may hit you up again. But this is an important podcast. If you see us on the side of the road, blow your horn, blow your whistle, stop, wave, tell us hello. We need that moral support as we go. So until next week, be the boss of your brain. If you're trying to reach us on Twitter, it's Straight Talk Pod. On Facebook, it's Kathy Robinson Pickett. On where you'll see pictures this whole week if you visit me on Facebook. I'll be putting up pictures of the ride the whole time that it goes along. And if you're looking for us on the web, it's www.straighttalkwithkathy.com. And by email, straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. And again, if you're trying to visit the Friends Together website, it's www.friendstogether.org. Thanks a lot.